Nice. Just so you know, this is recording.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's when we do private practice. It's really hard to get. A lot of people can fire me a little bit. It's really hard to get all the way fired. Yeah, that could be territory.
I was talking to Nathan about that.
No comment?
Deep breaths.
Right.
God heavens, I feel it was a mess.
I don't know how you put up with that.
Always.
Yeah. That's the truth.
Start.
Here we go.
Welcome everybody to the Community Reinvestment Agency of Magnum meeting here at the Webster Center on May 13th, 2025. Present, we have Board Member Mick Sudbury, Board Member Steve Rakopas, myself, Chair Eric Barney, and Board Member Chris Hold. Vice Chair Audrey Pierce is absent. We do have a quorum. We have nobody signed up for public comment, so we will move on to item four, discussion and action items. We'll start with 4A, approval of the April 8th, 2025 CRA meeting minutes. Diana Bond, Secretary.
I so move.
Second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
Awesome. All right, moving on, 4B, consideration of resolution R2025-01, approving an interlocal agreement with Salt Lake County relating to the conveyance of real property to the Community Reinvestment Agency of Magna. Adam Long, legal counsel.
Thanks for having me. We have, just to get the lay of the land a little bit tonight, we have two resolutions. So this is all dealing with the transfer of, essentially the transfer of Magna Redevelopment Agency and some other parcels from Salt Lake County to Magna City. We have two items on the redevelopment agency agenda here and one on the city council agenda. So the first one on the agenda, 4B here, is dealing with a single piece of property that is owned by Salt Lake County that will be going to Magna Redevelopment Agency, or Magna Community Reinvestment Agency, if I'm using the right jargon here. We have a very similar agreement on the city council agenda. That's an interlocal agreement with Salt Lake County transferring or agreeing to transfer two parcels owned by the county to Magna City. The real highlight tonight, relatively, when we're talking highlights, is 4C. This is a lot of work over a lot of months boiled down into one resolution approving one interlocal agreement. But this agreement in 4C is basically the wholesale transfer of everything Salt Lake County Redevelopment Agency within Magna City to Magna Redevelopment Agency. That is, 9 or 10 parcels of real property. That is the project areas themselves, and a variety of agreements relating to those project areas. So that's the basic lay of the land. As far as 4B goes, this probably makes the most sense. It's an interlocal agreement because it's between Salt Lake County and Magna Community Reinvestment Agency. Really, this is essentially a purchase and sale agreement, although we're not paying any money for it. Salt Lake County agrees to transfer this piece of property to Magna Community Reinvestment Agency. This is essentially like signing that purchase and sale agreement. We'll have effectively a closing here in basically end of June. The goal here is to get everything approved both at the Magna level, so here at the agency board meeting, tonight at the city council meeting, and then this is on the agenda for Salt Lake County on the 20th, so a week from today. And then Salt Lake County has a budget adjustment they'll do prior to the end of the fiscal year. So essentially end of June, we anticipate getting everything signed, deeds recorded, checks sent to the city. But for now, essentially we're agreeing to take this piece of property from Salt Lake County, and it'll be owned by Magna Community Reinvestment Agency. I'm happy to answer questions on this one in particular.
This piece of property for the council's awareness, this is what we know as Mantle Park.
Right.
So the budget adjustment is because that's the monies that are left in the RDAs that would come.
Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. And then are we still waiting on any approvals from any taxing entities?
All of the agreements have been assigned, transferred. All of that is done.
Okay.
The only approvals we'll be waiting on after tonight is from Salt Lake County and Salt Lake County RDA.
And this is only the Mantle Park?
4B is only Mantle Park. 4C is the remaining properties.
Gotcha.
And everything else.
I'm with you.
All right. Any other questions from the board?
Is Mantle Park completed?
Yes.
Okay.
There is potentially some warranty work, but the landscaper has a year warranty on the property, and I've already been in contact with him. So.
Okay.
All right. I will entertain a motion to approve resolution R2025-01, approving an interlocal agreement with Salt Lake County relating to the conveyance of real property to the Community Reinvestment Agency of Magna.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion from Board Member Hall and a second from Board Member Sudbury. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries. I will also entertain a motion for item to approve resolution R2025-02. Approving an interlocal agreement with the Redevelopment Agency of Salt Lake County relating to the transfer of real redevelopment project areas to the Community Reinvestment Agency of Magna.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion from Board Member Hull and a second from Board Member Sudbury. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
No.
Hearing none, motion carries. Right. To my knowledge, we do not have any reason for a closed session regarding the Magna RDA. So I will take a motion to adjourn.
Brand new.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion from Council Board Member Hull, a second from Board Member Sudbury. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I got a brand new.
Thank you.
I need to just start.
Yeah.
Karen, I'll give you one for Christmas. Still in the box.
They're nice, but I want the bigger one now. I got the smaller one. I've gotten so used to this big screen that I have a hard time going back to my iPad.
You know what's nice to do is for me, I get older, it's harder to see.
Yeah, that's what I do. I mean, I zoom in on this. I don't need my glasses. I can get it so big, I don't need my glasses.
Sorry, I should turn
that camera. So, Michael Jackson was saying that my glasses are the person that I'm reading.
We have it on record.
I just, if it's going to expire and go away, then I don't have a problem. If we've got other needs for it, I'm fine using it elsewhere. We made him do that curb sidewalk, right?
Yeah.
And that's probably what he wants, is the additional cost.
How are you? Got everyone in line now?
I'm trying to, but they're so resistant.
Yeah, well, it's bureaucracy.
Thanks for coming up and talking to him. The recruits.
Oh, you're welcome.
I missed you. I was on a phone call in my office when I came out. You were already gone.
It was fun. I always enjoyed doing that there. Looked like a really good group.
How many did they get?
And
33.
Wow.
There were what, 5 women?
Yeah, probably.
Maybe 6? I asked them to raise their hands how many were going to Magna. I guess they just found out that morning. We had quite a few, like half a dozen or more were coming to Magna.
We got so many new people, we're having to put them everywhere. Even at some of our slower stations where you don't really want to send the new person. But
how do we call these?
Yeah.
Which is your slow station? Just a
Memphis Cove,
Olympus Slow,
Mill Creek, East Mill Creek Station, Cottonwood Heights up on Foothill. We don't have any on the west side. We're slow. The canyons are slow. We don't send recruits to the canyons. We got a station in Snowbird and Brighton and Immigration, and they're all.
But the busiest are always in the east, except for, is Taylorsville?
101 on 7th East and 39th is our busiest. The two stations in Midvale. Kearns is busy. Taylorsville is busy. Magna's.
We're never in the top 5, though.
No. Now that we added the second station.
Yeah.
I said, For 10 years, I was the one that had the scientists.
Eagle Mountain was getting busier. I can't believe Eagle Mountain's up to 75,000 people.
And it's growing still. It's crazy. I tell them about what UFA and UFSA, and I go, did anybody understand what I just said? And they're like, so I try and explain what UFA is, what UFSA is. Okay, let's do this.
You don't have to snap it.
How are you?
Good.
Here's a life jacket for you. I have
one. Do you want me to take my shirt off and put it on? Just kidding. Yeah. Hey, Mike, we're...
No.
These are kids.
I can't
know what it is.
They look like kids.
I don't know. My speedo.
Yeah, I should have.
Yeah, this was actually...
Not my speedo.
No, thank you.
Man, a little coat.
So,
okay.
If you're going to plant things, it's not great, but it's...
Where'd my phone go? Oh, here it is. I need a photographer. Russ. Let's stand over here by the flag and the clock.
Document will be pushed back on the floor. Say we don't have a plan and all of you from
the slide. That's what I thought.
I've got some EMTs.
That's what mine did. I had to rethrow.
They have two
EMTs. Turned extended so I can rethrow.
That's why you have skirts. They're the same color as the pants and the pockets.
It'll be more exciting.
Exactly.
Makes sense, right?
No, he did. David did mention that.
I come from Drexford, so when I see people put life tests on, life's a real issue.
Please take this. Well, you know, it's just we're just to get her on. I think people have some mentality. And they don't recognize how big it is. So you always take around and you're going, why is it going on? Nobody wants to be there. I should say, I'm going back to the office. I don't know, that's how you get to the work.
So I have to tell you,
does anyone have to go to the office?
Never to the office.
Every time I meet you, he says,
over comments.
He lives in Daybreak.
Downtown's terrible. I've been downtown for so many years.
I go downtown.
He's doing it in Washington.
It's nice.
That's how they like this, waiting for my seat.
That's how the police handles
it. A lot of terrible galleries and extras that we enjoyed through those years. We all have Wi-Fi problems.
I kept saying that. I might still listen.
Well,
I was there. Yeah, they did a lot of renovations.
Got it.
The rent was
okay.
No, I go into work usually because people don't yell at me as much there. My kids.
That's it. I get it.
And when I ask people to do stuff, they're like, okay, I'll do this.
My home office. There's a chair up here.
That's what I've got.
She's 2 years old.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
And then she asked for it. I put it on your car. She sometimes had to come around. Just keeping me company.
There you go.
You know?
Yep, in fact, I've got
that. My dog's in that. I've got that home. That's the one perk from work at home. Dogs care where I am.
There you go.
And everybody who has
to live, they have teamwork everywhere.
Yeah.
We were just talking about swimming.
You ever been on the Snake River?
And if you jump into it, your first instinct, and then if you swallow that water,
I almost drowned once, and I was surprisingly calm about the whole situation when I thought it was over.
Did you have a life jacket on?
No. I was on a beach in Biarritz, France. First time I'd ever been in the ocean in my life.
Because I remember looking at it.
And my buddy got out swimming, And I couldn't get back. We got out too far. And I was trying to get back to shore and didn't quite understand the physics of waves. And like they push you forward a lot further than you think when they pull you back a little bit. So I panicked and just started paddling for all I had.
Okay. Well,
my buddy's about 10 yards ahead of me, and I'm just like, I can't. So he's like, swim, you idiot! I look back, this wave crests over me, and I go under. I pop back up, and I cannot get a breath. And I look back, and another wave's coming, and I was just like, all right, see you later, world. Blacked out. Came to on the beach, washed up on the shore.
Somebody had rescued you, or you just washed up?
I just washed up. Yeah. Turned to my buddy was sitting on the beach a little bit back. He's like, where did you come from? And I said, I didn't even talk to him. He just looked over and started heaving my guts off.
Yeah.
Just next thing I know, I'm being whisked away by some man shouting French at me. Lifeguard. Spent 3 hours in an infirmary on the beach. Did a 2-hour show that night.
Scary.
Yeah, but that's fine.
There was a reason we sent it to you, Alan.
I'm going to go put these in my car.
Oh, my left arm?